when stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
Show
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah,
yo man,
yo,
friggin' quiet night in the city last night, huh?
Nothing going on at all.
Traffic was clear.
Yeah, it's chill. Maria yawning like on the show, like hand up, full yawn, lean back.
Yo, Maria, ready?
I'm tired.
Ready for the weekend, huh?
I'm ready to sleep.
Headband, which tells us that you wanted to do about 60% on your hair today.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, he's right.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to have to step back again and just like let you off.
No, I woke up.
You think I don't know that look?
Okay.
Hey,
I said, this is what's happening this morning.
Yeah.
There's a baseball cap. It's just no open. You know what I mean?
So are you just going to like, we'll get into all the Taylor Swift stuff because I know you were out there. You and Maury were on location at Rogers Center. And I'm sure Maury is just as tired as you are, but are you, you
I
just
didn't
said
get to bed.
At all?
No.
Damn. So Maury, you said sleep. Are you just planning on sleeping all weekend then?
Yeah.
Stay away from downtown?
Probably not. But I mean, I'll sleep tonight.
Oh, okay. You still going to go downtown on
maybe,
the weekend?
Maybe for the atmosphere.
God. Yo, it's going to be wild.
Yeah. Maury had his Nana's hat on last night. I saw that.
Oh, thank God for Nana's hat.
Nana made you a hat because it was going to be cold.
And she saw it. Oh my God.
What?
I ended up in the background on like a news report, and she called and she said, "I saw my hat."
Aww.
Nice.
And I'm like, "That's why I wore it."
Yeah.
Honestly, good thing you're wearing a hat. It was freezing down there.
Are you kidding me? It was so cold. I wore 3 layers of socks.
I was wearing a leather jacket.
Do you like the hat?
Oh, I love the hat.
Yeah?
Matthew has one, too.
Yeah? Does Matthew like the hat?
We love the hat.
Really?
Yeah.
No, okay. No. Does Matthew like the hat?
No, actually, yes.
He does?
Yeah,
does,
like, yeah. Nana okay. makes good hats.
Okay. Follow-up question. Does Matthew wear the hat?
At the cabin when we're alone.
So in isolation.
Uh-huh. So it's warm.
Does Matthew mind you wearing the hat?
Yes. No, he's fine.
He's fine.
I mean, yes, he doesn't mind.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Does Matthew like you wearing the hat when the two of you are together in public?
He's used to it.
He's used to it.
That's a long list. That's a long list. But yeah, last night was night one for Taylor Swift in the city.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
There were police horses that had friendship bracelets on them.
I saw the whole thing.
The horses had bracelets?
Yeah.
Massive bracelets.
Yeah, like around their necks. Poor horses.
So cute.
Yeah. Right, you think a horse?
Bro.
Well, it's like putting a bow tie on your dog.
Oh, which is perfect.
Don't even get me started on that.
We have bow ties for Andy.
Yeah, Romeo has like four different bow ties.
Four?
Yeah, he's got a Christmas bow tie, a Thanksgiving bow tie.
What makes the Christmas bow tie different than the Thanksgiving bow tie?
It has like little Christmas stuff on it.
And what does the Thanksgiving one have?
It's just more like fall colors.
Oh, okay.
And then he has the summer bow tie.
Yeah.
And that's like a pink and blue one. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not a bow tie. It's an actual tie, that one.
Maria.
It like hangs low.
Let me ask one question here, Maria, because yeah. I have a funny feeling you already know the answer to this.
What?
What color is your dog? Like, is he a summer or is he autumn?
He's more like a fall. He's a fall color.
He's a fall color. Yeah.
He's got like gray and brown.
I knew you knew that. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate morning.
Kiss 92.5.
I want to bathe in you. I want a simple distraction. He's got all the time in the world and a crooked smile that's cute. Someone who can bring me closer to the boiling over. Be my muse, be my true obsession. Without you, I'm just learning lessons. Deja vu. Than a fantasy, can be sweet. Rush into my cheeks like a strawberry. So be my baby, make your dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, can be sweet. Rush into my cheeks like a strawberry. So be my baby, make your dream. Come on and we can be more than a crush. You'll be more than a first to me. Baby, you come first to me. And it's all I can do here. Just to read too deep into the source, you say. Into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Take me to the river that I've never seen. Oh, fantasy, candy sweet. Rush into my teeth like a strawberry. So be my baby, make you dream. Come on and leave me more than a crush.
This morning on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
I was getting ready my veal cutlet. I was slicing it on the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I was feeding the machine with the meat, and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh, your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah. Ah!
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Catch the whole thing this morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5.
Six
massive shows live at the Rogers Center.
Mine and Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on Kiss for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text, where one person will win tickets to her show at midnight.
Plus, follow all the action pre and post show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Have you been caught up in the hustle and bustle of the fall season and completely forgot to book your winter escape? Well, redtag.ca is here to save the day because it's not too late to book your vacay with massive savings.
Yeah, their pre-Black Friday blowout sale is on right now with savings of up to 65%. Ooh. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. You can also still use the exclusive promo code KISS for additional savings of up to $300.
Book today at redtag.ca/kiss. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca, celebrating 20 years.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go to essentials we need delivered to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Hey, Michael Jordan here, the one from Toronto. But new Rewards still puts me in the spotlight. I get new ways to save every time I shop at Metro and Food Basics. Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Michael Jordan. Join today and save.
Craig, Craig, Craig. Craig likes it warm. Craig loves 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Craig doesn't understand Fahrenheit. But Craig does like to save money when he's at work. Craig also cares about his carbon footprint. He's so thoughtful, that Craig.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. For a limited time, sign up and get up to $1,000 in bill credits and apply for up to $3,000 in rebates. Learn more at EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
The Red Clay Strays. Moments Tour, live, lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th.
I keep on wondering why.
With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays, live.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Get hot prices on headboards starting at only $249. Enjoy a free gift with a minimum purchase. And right now, save the tax on everything for a limited time only. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Restrictions apply.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Bring your party to Kelsey's Original Roadhouse this holiday season. Get 10% off when you host a party of eight or more and use our group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th for a chance to win a $500 party. Book now at Kelsey's.ca.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Just the way you are. 618. 7 degrees right now, getting up to a high of 9. Yeah. Cloudy for most of the day.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
On Kiss 92.5.
Well, the Eras Tour night one was last night at Rogers Center.
I'm just having more fun on this tour than I ever had on any tour in my life. And the reason for that is that you guys have turned this into something that feels more than just a concert, for me at least. You have all these traditions you've started. You turn it into a full event. And like the way the city of Toronto has embraced us and welcomed us, it's just, we notice all of that. And it's so heartening. It feels so good. It feels so different than any experience I've ever had before. So honestly, thank you to anyone here tonight who like got excited about the idea of the Eras.
Incredible. Rogers Center was just bonkers, like all day, all night. They closed off streets. They closed down the highway.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right? Like literally thousands of people down there before the show even started. I know, Maria, you were down there for quite a bit. Damn, Amore, you were down there for quite a bit. Can you really quick, Damn, Amore, before we get to this audio, because you talk to some great people, dude. Describe from your perspective, the atmosphere, what it was like from the time you got there till you left, because again, you were there day till night.
It was just a sea of glitter, a sea of sequins, and just a sea of happiness. Like, so many people were just like thrilled that it was finally time.
Like, were they hysterical or were
No, it was oddly like, very calm.
Really, huh?
I actually was quite surprised at how calm everyone was.
Because you would think that this would be like the release, right? Yeah. Like
just mass hysteria.
Yeah.
But they listen to Taylor. You need to calm down.
Yeah.
And fans from like all over the place showed up. Fans from all walks of life showed up. It was incredible to see the different types and kinds of fans that were down there. Oh man, I love this couple, or this guy that you talked to that brought his husband.
We are here from Detroit.
Why was it important for you to come all the way from Detroit to be here at the Eras Tour at Rogers Center?
I haven't seen Taylor Swift since Reputation. She's obviously released a lot of albums since then, and this was the first chance I could get to see tickets to see her, so it was worth it to come up here.
What does Taylor mean to you?
Taylor means a lot to me. When I got married to my husband, we actually played and danced to Lover, because at the time we had just been together 3 summers, and so it was a really meaningful song and the perfect dance for our first dance as a married couple.
Also in attendance outside of the Rogers Center, and I'm sure inside as well, parents of Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones on the outside, a lot of them, a lot of them were there on the outside all day.
All day.
Like, had to find something to do.
All day.
Because this isn't a situation where you could bring your kid, drop them off outside the arena, and then take off, go home, and come back. Like, streets were blocked. Like, closed.
Yes.
Once you were in that vicinity, you had to stay, and you had to find things to do.
Well, I talked to one mom who dropped the kid off, and then she went to go and see Come From Away.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Perfect. You can just walk over to the theater.
Another dad has dropped off the kids. What was that like for you? Was that emotional? Like going, like sending the kids off to camp?
It's amazing. It's just so exciting because my daughter has been looking forward to this for a year and a half now.
What does it feel like to be like a Swiftie daddy? You know what I mean? Like you have Swifties as kids. You've let them go. You're not going in with them, but you seem still so happy.
Well, how can you not be happy? Taylor Swift is amazing. Her music's amazing. The kids all love her. Everything about this is so much fun. So it just brings so much joy and happiness to me as a father to see my kid getting to enjoy and experience something as exciting as this.
I'm willing to predict you secretly sing Taylor Swift songs when you're like alone.
I don't know if I'd say alone. I think when I sing them when I'm alone,
like,
but I definitely sing them when I'm in the car with my daughter.
Yeah, what's the song you sing together most often?
Karma is one. Down Bad. There are so many.
Would you not say that Taylor Swift has almost helped bond you and your kid together?
I would say it helps bond, and thankfully I have the most amazing daughter in the world, so yes.
So this is all before the concert happens, right? Yeah, and then mass hysteria ensues when the concert happens and immediately following, Damn It Maury with fans, after night one of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
You're leaving the Eras Tour show, and it looks like you're about to get emotional.
Yes! So basically, when it started, I'm bawling my eyes out trying to sing along. I'm like, oh, just like singing along. And then she comes out, and also I have no voice yet, but she comes out, and I'm like bawling myself. My mom's looking at me like, Michaela, seriously. Like,
yeah, seriously, Michaela,
right,
get a hold
I'm
of yourself.
Like, it's literally Taylor Swift. Okay. And I'm freaking out, and the whole show was just like so amazing, and the surprise songs were two mashups. It was My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
What are you going to do to make sure you never forget this moment?
I'm literally going to watch the videos every day, and I'm never going to shower, so I'm always like Taylor Swift.
No, Michaela, chill.
Okay, you're leaving the venue. You're leaving the Rogers Center right now. The Eras Tour, how was that?
It was amazing.
It was
life-changing.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, the best thing I think we've ever seen, ever.
I've never felt better in my whole life.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was amazing. It absolutely lives up to the hype. I loved being here with my mom and my sisters. It was a great moment for us. We've been waiting for 2 years, so it was amazing.
Nothing compares to it. Like, I've seen Taylor twice before, and this show was on another level than the other two shows I saw. Both of those were amazing. I cried during those too. But this one was like an out-of-body experience.
We had so much fun, and we actually came from the U.S., from right outside Washington, D.C., to see the show tonight and had the time of our lives.
Tell me about the vibe in there.
Oh my gosh. We were saying it was so positive. Everyone's so happy. It's sort of like you forget about what's going on in the rest of the world and just embrace Taylor and all that she is.
Oh my God, you're shaking.
I'm in shock. That was crazy. That's literally a once in a lifetime experience. Oh my God.
What stood out for you? What were some of the moments?
Oh my God, the whole rap era was fantastic. We got False God as our little surprise song. Honestly, all of it was crazy.
See Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Well, guess what?
Oh no.
So you know how we gave away tickets to tonight's show at midnight last night?
Yes.
We're going to do it again.
Tonight at midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have tickets to give away midnight. Oh, shoot. Was I allowed to say that, Sham?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Okay. I wasn't allowed. I probably... Oh.
Whatever.
Did I screw that up?
Who cares?
Okay. Can I give the keyword? Now?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Might as well.
So at midnight tonight, you're going to win tickets for tomorrow's show, okay? Listen out for us to tell you to text in the keyword SWIFT along with your name to 925-555. Don't text now because you won't get qualified. That only happens when we tell you to text in. SWIFT is the keyword. You are texting along with your name to 925-555. Midnight tonight, we are giving away another set of tickets to see Taylor Swift in Toronto, presented by Rogers. It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so... Just making that fine. Must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody laugh.
on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now, we all got crowns, you need to calm down. You need to calm down.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings
on Kiss 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. Cause you're shining with boys and boys. Shoot another shot, just stop the feeling. You can change, just the way you are. Make an excuse for stupid reasons. The hook where you are, well, the hook where you are. Yeah, just check the world, just to stop the feeling. The hook where you are, well, the hook where you are. Yeah, just check the world, just to stop the feeling.
I'm sorry, who cares? It's a sexually explicit kind of love affair. And I cry, it's not fair. I just need a little love and I just need a little hair. Think I'm gonna call it art, even if you call it love. I just don't love someone who calls me baby. Cause I'm with boys and boys. Shoot another shot, just stop the feeling. You can change, just the way you are. Make an excuse for stupid reason. Go hook where you are, well, go hook where you are. Yeah, just stop the world, just to stop the feeling. Go hook where you are, well, go hook where you are. Yeah, just stop the world, just to stop the feeling. You wake up next to him in the middle of the night with your head in your hands. You're nothing more than his wife. And when you think about me, all of those years ago, you're standing face to face with I told you so. You know I hate to say I told you so. You know.
Five's needy
or greedy. Feeling needy could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
You know that I'm greedy, but...
Kiss 92.5. Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
On Kiss 92.5.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon, ooh, crispy potato rings, ooh, and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras additional. Terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister?
Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines. Widen your world.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. You can save $2.53 on a bag of your Fresh Market mini red or yellow potatoes on for only 94 cents. That's 73% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is back. From November 18th to 24th, get one to give back to your community. 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim Hortons Foundation camps at participating restaurants in Canada.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Friday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $65 million, plus an estimated 8 max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Friday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $65 million, plus an estimated 8 max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with 5 new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
All right, what's going on? It's Mocha, and I would love for you to swing by Lexus of Richmond Hill and check out the 2025 NX250 all-wheel drive. This awesome compact SUV has Lexus reliability and craftsmanship built right in. It comes with loads of safety features like Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, digital latch safe exit assist, downhill assist control, and get this, it's got 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. That is crazy. Visit LexusOfRichmondHill.com. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax. So it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
Tonight I wanna hold you close. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why.
me paralyzed. Yeah, you got me feeling so alive. Ain't no surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Kiss 92.5.
Yes, sir. 6:41. Happy Friday, y'all. People asking about Taylor Swift concert tickets. Yes, we got them. Stop texting, though. Keyword is Swift. S-W-I-F-T. That's what you have to text, along with your name to 925-555. Don't text now, though. We will tell you. You'll hear us tell you specifically when to text. We're giving away another ticket, another set of tickets at midnight tonight for tomorrow's show. So wait for us to tell you to text in the keyword. We're helping you out by telling you early. The keyword is Swift. Mm-hmm. That is what you use to text with your name to 925-555. Not now, only when we tell you to do so, okay?
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Taylor Swift last night, night one of the Eras Tour in Toronto. Here's a little bit of Taylor welcoming everyone.
Toronto, welcome to the Eras Tour.
There you go. Fans were loud and Taylor was appreciative.
Canadians.
Yo, did you see the degree to which they shut the highway down yesterday?
Oh my god.
Like, not a car. Like, I understand police escort where you get everybody to move over.
Mm-hmm.
They cleared the highway.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a single car on the road.
Do they even do that for Trudeau?
No, God no. The last time I think I even saw something.
They make Trudeau wait in traffic. You know what I like, that guy?
The last time there was, I can even remember in my life in this city where there was something even close to that is when the Pope was here in the 90s.
Sure.
That's gangster,
right?
Man.
Like, I think maybe something like that. But after the show, how soon after the concert finished, Maury, did you see her cars leave?
Okay, so the police...
Like our fans still inside?
Still inside. They, so they police are, yeah. were getting all ready, and then a man comes out and yelled, last song!
Right.
And then all the bikes got into formation. Yeah. It was like around 11:15 that yeah. she... I guess
because
drove
we've
out.
Seen video before when she walks off stage, she is in her concert wardrobe
yeah.
and goes from the stage to the car, and then they get out of there before like a single fan has even had a chance to yeah, leave yeah. the building, right? So here's Maury wow. when the cars are leaving.
They're coming now. They're coming now. Yes, they're coming now. Here they come. All right, here we go. They're coming now. Here comes Taylor Swift's car right now.
Oh my God.
Here comes the first car. This could be Taylor right now. Here no. comes the first car. All right,
this
we're waving.
The first car.
Bruh. Everybody, let's yell Taylor! Taylor!
You know nothing about how convoys
Taylor,
work.
We love you!
Bro, it was you and one other person yelling.
There she goes. It's Taylor's vehicles right here. There they are. All of them. There's one, two, three, four, five, six.
Bro, you're such a snitch.
Six cars followed by the police on motorcycles. She was in one of those. Taylor Swift definitely snitch. Saw us. Oh my God, time. What was it like to see Taylor Swift drive by?
Why is it an informant?
Amazing.
Why was that?
So amazing. I'm,
you got to
I'm
see Taylor.
Shock. I'm in such shock.
Six cars.
I know.
Okay,
crazy.
Shut up.
Snitch. Well, you got a snitch. Did they take her to the airport or she go to a hotel?
So apparently she's a snitch again. Apparently yeah. she's renting a mansion like in the bridal path.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, maybe she's staying at Drake's place.
Well, no, wasn't that flooded?
I don't think she's staying at
Drake's. I'm sure the flood's been fixed now.
Shawn Mendes released a new album called Shawn. It is very not pop. He is very much in the world now of the acoustic singer-songwriter. But it sounds big, like it's an acoustic
it's
album, but it sounds big. So
like
I want to play it. No, just like it's a big sound for an acoustic album. Like there's a lot, like, cause normally when, with the, like an acoustic singer songwriter, it's very pared down. It's an acoustic and somebody's voice, mm-hmm. but they really, there's a lot of voices mm-hmm. and a lot of layers. So here's a little bit of a song called That's the Dream.
It's been this way since 17, highs and lows and in between is my love. Said forever, ever since we give a lot, but do we give enough?
Right? Not bad.
I love it.
It's very early Ed Sheeran to me.
Yeah, it works.
So I'm going to play a song
like,
now.
I don't mind this one.
I listened to this track and like I got goosebumps. I want to play the whole clip that we have. It's about a minute, whatever. But it's a song called Heavy. And okay. this made to me, like I love this Shawn Mendes. Here's Heavy.
Okay.
Running from everything and nothing at all. You've been rock steady trying to help me. Now I'm finally ready to let you. I'm tired of all the nights awake. Carry me in this way. It's been so heavy.
Damn,
right?
I've been so lonely. Running from home.
Yo,
it sounds good. It's gospel, right?
You were in my head, bro. I was just thinking I could see a black choir doing this
it's
song.
It's gospel. It's totally. A gospel track.
Or any choir. No,
yeah,
choir,
yeah.
Sorry, but, you know,
yeah.
A little soul. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
Yo, he's really spitting some emotions, huh?
Bro, it's good. It's really Damn. Good. Super All happy right. with this.
All right.
He should be so proud.
I mean, I would have to listen to it alone to cry. Like, I'm not putting that on, you know, any other time other than when I
Do you want
to
leave the room?
Nah, I could cry right now, actually, if you guys left the room. I could probably get myself into some tears.
Wow.
Not going to happen, though, guys, okay? Not going to happen. What else did I want to do here? God, we're running late.
Cry?
No, I don't want to cry. Jeez, stop it. Stop.
Everyone needs a good cry once in a while.
I'm not going to cry. I'm certainly not going to cry for you, Maria. What? You think I want to give you that? To hang
what
on
did
to?
I do?
Nothing.
Damn, bro.
I'm not crying for you. I'm not crying for Maury. I'd cry for Shammy.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah. I'd cry for
We could cry together.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I have no desire to cry with anyone.
But you can cry alone.
Yeah, I can cry alone. I cry alone frequently. That has nothing to do with anything, though. I just enjoy cry sometimes.
But that's what I said.
No.
What?
No.
It's literally what she said.
No, I'm not crying in front of you.
I didn't say... I forget it.
No.
Like face to face.
No. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in front of you watch you cry.
Why don't we go grab two chairs, right?
Oh, my God.
We'll
you guys
go
please?
Find a nice, well-lit room.
Yeah.
And I'll put headphones on. I'll listen to Shawn Mendes.
Bro.
You can watch me cry.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea, I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Again, for the DM deep dive. Do this on the show every day.
There you go. Hey, Maria, what do we got today?
All right. Today, Julian is asking, are earrings still a thing that's in for men? I'm thinking of getting one, but I'm not sure if I look cool or extremely lame or icky. As Maria says, guys, I need your help.
I think so.
Like, I don't know. It depends how old you are. I still have my earring, but I got mine when I was like 13.
Yeah. I would say for guys, I've always been a big believer that if a guy's going to get his ear pierced, you should get both.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I should go and get the other side done, the right side.
Yeah, I think that if you're gonna get your ears pierced, you get your ears pierced as opposed to just one.
Because you know what sucks? Yeah. Like I had to go get a new earring, and like it's very tough unless you go to like one of those booths that sell like the cheap earrings.
Yeah, you have
to buy them in pairs.
Yeah,
right. You can't just go and say, "Yo, I want one."
Right. I think as I use like in my ears, I have the sort of like surgical steel like piercing ones. Like this is the kind of thing that you put through like a nipple, right? Uh-huh. So you can buy you have to buy these individually.
Okay.
Right. So I bought these, but yeah, I used to have.
Do you have the other side pierced?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I used to have three in my left and then two in my right. I started with one in my right and then went one in my left and then the rest of them all just sort of like happened over time. But then I just got down and I've had these exact same earrings in my ear and haven't taken them out since. I'm guessing probably like 1995.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Shoot, maybe I'll go to the mall today and get my ear pierced.
Yeah. More, you got an ear pierce or what?
I had two in the left ear and one in my right ear.
But you don't have any more?
No, I was told to take them out.
By?
A previous employer.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
They told you that?
Why?
Yeah, the host of the show said we don't wear earrings on this show.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then I
guess same rules apply here more, by the way. Cheesecake, do you have your ears pierced?
I don't. No.
You don't.
No,
would you ever?
See, I don't think like I'm a piercing or a tattoo type of guy.
I think you're definitely an earring kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
Earring?
Bro, you
really?
Want to go together to the mall today?
Let's do it.
Well, because Mocha totally needs someone to take the other one from the pen.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Good one. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Maddie says, how much money would everyone pay to see a one-hour montage of the funniest moments you and your friends have ever had?
Oh, man. The funniest moments.
Yeah.
What a highlight reel. Yeah.
I feel like I'd bawl my eyes out.
Yeah. I think that might be too emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would cry the whole time too. Yeah.
Okay, what's your price, Maria? I have a price in mind. I want to know if I'm like being too extreme though.
Oh, for a 1 hour montage, like for my entire life, friends, family, whatever. Oh, I'd pay like millions.
Millions?
Yeah, if I had it.
I was gonna say like $5,000.
Oh. Mm. I would do anything to see that again.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know if I would.
No?
No.
Really?
Why would it make you sad?
No, like, I think it would. Like, I think I'm with Maria. I think it would.
If you maybe like forgot about certain moments?
Well, because I have in my mind, I had really, really beautiful friendships when I was young. And, I haven't maintained any of those friendships into my adult life that I had when I was friends with these kids, right? None of them. I don't have one single friend in my adult life that I grew up with. In like from say like pre-high school or high school down. I got one guy that I went to high school with that I still talk to on a regular basis and see him once every 3 years kind of thing. But other than that, I think that I would be too emotional. I think that I would see these beautiful old friendships that I had and I think that I would get hard on myself for not maintaining them. And like, how do you let something that was just like so amazing go? Like, I don't think I would enjoy it. I think I would get too sad.
Damon Ward, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I don't want to see.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Okay, no, Cheesecake?
That would sad.
Yeah, that would be really, really difficult. I'd rather just live with the memories that I do have. I don't think I'd want to sit there and watch all of it. Cause much like Rod, there are a lot of people who I have not kept in touch with. And I think I would just have a bunch of regret. And I don't want that.
Right? And no, some of my friends have died.
Yeah, true.
I'm
going
to see like me in the car with a friend and now he's not with us anymore.
I also think though, like in the other sense of it too, like it could be fun to kind of see them and you like get excited about all the things you used to do and like have done, you know, like I make one thing me and my friends do is after trips or weekends away or whatever, I always make little reels and then we just share them amongst each other.
Uh-huh.
And so the little recaps of everything that we do. So like, I always watch the one that like I did in Greece or New York and like, we just watch it all the time, even though it's like sad that we're not there, but it's.
I don't know. I would still pay the money. I would do it.
I have a question.
Go. Yeah.
Are you watching it? Are you alone when you watch it?
Yeah, let's say you're alone.
Because in case there's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But also like, what if you did something that was super funny, right? Yeah. And everybody laughed, but you realize now watching it back that like the one guy didn't find it funny at all. You know what I mean?
Well, now we're just turning this into like
why are you guys
supposed to be so exciting?
Such a
you know, like one question,
you know, like what if that was really damaging to the guy and you clowned on him and it was like hysterical to you and all your friends?
I'd still watch it.
You still would watch
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Okay, yes. Time for one more. It's got really quick, Maria. We're
all right.
Out of time here.
Taya says, do you still drink iced coffee in the winter? Yes or no?
I rarely drink iced coffees, but if I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just like, mm-hmm. I like coffees hot. Like obviously in the summertime when it's blazing hot outside, if I don't feel like drinking a hot coffee, I will order an iced coffee, but I have no problem ordering an iced coffee in the winter.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
You don't. No. Maria?
No, hot coffee in the winter.
Shem?
Oh, I don't drink coffee.
Apple juice. Dan Mori?
No iced coffee in the winter.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you were sending in. Keep them coming in, because we talk about them every day. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
On Kiss 92.5.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Night one of the Eras Tour. Woo, crazy.
Okay, that was so awesome. Just like what you just did, and also the way you've been treating me for like the last 5 minutes. I'm feeling like dangerously good right now. I mean, this has gone straight to my head. And now... you're making me feel really, really powerful.
Man, Taylor Swift had Rogers Center just bonkers last night.
Travis was there, eh?
Was he?
Yeah.
Damn.
Outside of Rogers Center, throughout the entire day, it was just mayhem madness.
Yeah.
Maria from the Roz and Mocha Show, you were out at the convention center right next door.
Yes, a tailgate.
The tailgate. Describe what was happening there, because there was a bunch of different things, right?
Yeah, it was like a whole convention center filled with Taylor Swift fans being able to make friendship bracelets. There was a silent disco. They had photo booths. They had a makeup bar where you can get your makeup done. They had like free vending machines where you could win prizes and like bunch of vendors. People were just there drinking. There was a bar. There was like a whole stage where they did costume competitions, sing-alongs. It was like insane. It was just things happening everywhere, and it was so much fun.
They also had this thing, which we'll get to in a second, but I'm just excited to tell you guys what it was called.
Okay.
It's called the Friendship Ceremony.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Maria was hanging out right before the Taylor Swift concert. Just talking to various Swifties who are really excited to be there.
What makes the biggest Swiftie?
It's like, you know the ones that, like, they know everything. Like, you name a song, they know what boy it's about. The love, like, the lovingness, the caring kindness, just, like, top-tier angel women. Like, love them, you know?
The biggest Swiftie, I think the big Swifties are the people that know all the details, all the little facts.
Mm-hmm. If someone comes up to you and says they're the biggest Swiftie, what do you say back? Do you say, no, I'm the biggest Swiftie?
Yeah, they're not. Well, there's like a Swiftie card. It's like, to what extent of a Swiftie are you? You know, like, I think everybody is allowed to be a part of it, and I think it's great, but there are different levels of, like, oh, you're a super fan versus, like, casual listener, which is, I mean, all are welcome, but...
So everyone's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah!
So all the Swifties were in a great mood, right? And different ages, too, representing as a Swiftie last night.
I'm already tearing up thinking about it. I don't know. I come from, like, the weird side of, like, music, like Good Charlotte and, you know, that kind. So when Taylor Swift came up on the scene and I was, like, a Swiftie fan, I was like, what is going on? Her music just speaks to me in just ways that I'm sure it speaks to other women, too. And I'm sure men, other, you know, everyone, really. But I don't know. I'm losing track of mine now.
That's okay. And did you come with friends? Are you here by yourself?
Here by myself. My husband did not want to come with me. Here by myself, entertaining myself in Toronto, so.
Are you excited to meet new friends? Because the good thing about Swifties is you can meet friends anywhere.
Yes. I'm very shy as a person, but I'm looking forward to meeting people who have the same interest in me.
And wow. Boy, oh boy, did the friends show up. Uh-huh.
They did.
There was this thing that happened before the Eras Tour kicked off. It was called the Friendship Ceremony.
Okay.
That Maria was present for.
Yeah, it was at the Best Friend Chapel.
Describe the scene before we play exactly what happened.
Is it like a wedding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there was a full chapel with seats and everything, carpet. Yeah. And you walk down with your friends after you make your friendship bracelets down the hall.
Yeah.
And you come and you exchange your friendship bracelets and you express your vows and get bonded together in a unity with a minister.
Love is in the air here, guys. I'm at the Best Friend Chapel that they have at the tailgate, and two friends are about to express their love for each other by exchanging their best friend vows. Let's get into it.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Tessa.
So we're standing at the altar all together. I'm basically crashing this wedding, but it's fine.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sheer Text Best Friends Chapel. We're here to honor the strongest bond there is, the unbreakable friendship between...
Becca.
And...
Tessa.
Today, these two aren't just here to renew their friendship vows. They're here to remind the world that some things, like their bond, are truly unbreakable.
Amen.
Amen. Are you both ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Do you promise to text back within 5?
They're holding hands. I can't.
Yes, I do.
Share all memes unselfishly.
Yes.
And always be honest about each other's outfit choices.
Always.
And do you promise to save the last little bit of whatever food is on your plate for your friend?
Absolutely, especially if it's a glizzy.
Damn.
Tell them when their crush or their secret crush is around the corner.
Most definitely.
And remind them how amazing they are. Strong through all the ups and downs and, of course, the inevitable wardrobe malfunction.
I will every day for the rest of my life.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you best friends forever.
Woo! Wow. I'm kind of jealous, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of calling one of my friends. And be like, yo, I got a great idea.
Yeah. So good.
See Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Once again, we'll be giving away tickets to see Taylor Swift on that Eras Tour, and we're giving away the tickets at midnight. We did this last night. We're going to do it again tonight. Tonight into tomorrow, we are giving away a set of tickets for Saturday for tomorrow night's Taylor Swift concert, Eras Tour, presented by Rogers, okay? Listen out for us to tell you to text in the keyword Swift along with your name to 925-555. Mm-hmm. Only at that time will you text in. If you text right now to try to get a jump on us seeing your name, your text will not qualify. Only when we tell you to text in is when you text Swift with your name to 925-555 to be qualified for tickets to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour that we're giving away at midnight tonight. It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Kiss 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you.